From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. For the past few months, we've heard about our neighbors to the north struggling with great snowstorms and bone-chilling temperatures. It serves as a reminder of just how different our seasons are here in Southwest Florida. Although we lack what many would identify as typical markers of the changing seasons, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams notes that here in the subtropics, the flora and fauna provide their own signs of the season. And as she tells us in this week's Encore essay, Williams has come to relish them all. Just don't ask her which season is her favorite.
It took Roger's whispered, painted bunting, female, on the feeder to remind me we were deep within winter, my favorite time of year. The last few weeks for me have been weighted with all the frenetic busyness of late midlife cliché, rapid-fire holidays, work projects that just wouldn't let go, and assorted high schooler to-dos that have seriously cramped my observational style. Thanks to Roger's call to the window, I realized I'd all but missed the harbingers of the season, wood storks gliding through empty afternoon skies, the glow of red limes in twilight, bougainvilleas flaming into bloom. I passed Rachel at the well on McGregor Boulevard the other day. The sun slanting through the sculpture's tangled corona of vines flushed her cheeks and purpled her lips, lending her a louche air that might well have offended Mina Edison all over again. Roger has already taken Nash to Manatee Park a couple of times this year to see the beasts breach and hear the slow swish of their breath. But occupied and preoccupied as I've been, I've missed it all. So I promise I'll be paying better attention come spring. Spring is my favorite time of year, after all, when the crowds thin and the night air is laced with citrus perfume. The swallow-tailed kites come swooping back after their migration, random skyborne benedictions delivered in black and white, and there's a milky froth of blossoms among the sable palm fronds. Soon as the kids are out the door, they head to pick mulberries, and their clean fingers and clothes are quickly stained. Armadillos come out to root for the spring crop of grubs. We never see them, but we know they're there. Mornings, the pasture is darkly speckled with their upside-down pyramid holes, and the cats explore with inquisitive paw pokes as mockingbirds buzz and scold overhead. And then comes the season I like best, subtropical summer, heralded with a chin trickle of mango juice. The days start languidly enough with lotiony humidity, then build to their soaking, overblown thunderstorm crescendos. It's when suburban ditches flash silver with fish, when smeary rainbow streaks color the skies, and out-of-school boys stay creek mud splattered from sunup to sundown. When the rains finally start tapering off, the livestock celebrates the arrival of fall, which is the season I like most of all. Under the live oak trees, the roosters scuff and scratch for acorns, while the mares snort, frisk, and chase the goat around the pasture. At the Gulf, there's a topaz sheen on low-tide mudflats, and everywhere, the tawny, late-day light. Old stucco walls gleam gold as shadows lengthen, deepen, and finally give way to winter, which, as I've mentioned, is my very favorite time of year.